That's the first thing you do. You start out with a little Chuckle Reno there.
Yes.
Yep, full voice, full voice.
No.
Yeah, we still got it because we have to reach all the way over to that microphone there.
Wait, which microphone?
The telephone microphone.
Oh my gosh, we switched microphones. Okay.
No. Just two microphones. The Blog Talk Radio microphone and the Facebook/podcast microphone. Yeah. Two microphones, three feeds. Right. Righto. Alright, so folks, know, I just recently posted it right before going live. Mumia Abu-Jamal is Hep C free. We're gonna play that audio clip. Jim Hightower, LGBT news update. What do you got? That pastor man that's out nearby us who wants to tell you about how you handle your necros. And that's going to be outstanding. All right.
Serious, if you have a weekend where you don't have overtime, we should fucking go to his church and mock the shit out of him.
And that's the cool thing. Like, church is fucking whack. And then also, it's in the morning. And if I have the energy and I'm off in the morning, I want to just cook outside and drink a beer. That's what I like to do outside in the morning with these, you know, with the weather and the, you know, like, I guess it tends to rain later out here. I don't see it rain in the morning much. Or at least not late in the morning. Like, there might be that 3 a.m., 4 a.m. rain.
Yeah.
You know, but like when I'm out there, you know, cooking it up with the at 6 a.m. and whatnot, you know, there isn't too much rain, and I want to use that time to cook. All right, fuckos. Let's go ahead and open up the, what? Let's open up the goddamn thing.
Just be calling our fans names all the time. Okay, fuck faces. All right, fuckos.
No, I don't. Ah, sometimes. What are you going to do? All right. Get to it.
This show is fucked up.
That's the wrong one.
No matter what has ever come to me, I got my own brand of company.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
Then I play songs back to back until I go to bed. Wake up by myself inside an empty room. There's nobody next to mine to ooh, ooh, ooh. But my skin is warm and my heart is full. It's the do-do-do-do-do-do. Walking, waking on a crowded street with my headphones loud so my hips can swing, so my head can nod to the rock and roll, to the boom boom beat. And I found that I'm never alone, and I found that my heart is my home, and the music within makes me whole, a world that I built on my own. And I know that I'm never alone,
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit, pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
Oh. Right, WineCellarMedia.com. Get the gosh darn thing. Shout out to Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kalider and Social Dissonance, a critical analysis of justice. It's like, what's going on there?
You upset some people on Reading in the Shade with your Hillary post the other day.
So, that they can deal with it. That's a good way to weed them out. Like, I'm really thinking about changing my profile picture to just, like, two images side by side. One with me and, a picture from when I was 12 years old. And have it memed, this is what I looked like when Hillary called me a super predator. And then the other side is just a picture of Sanders saying, Bernie would have won. And I'm just, alright, what you gonna do? And then, of course, all those fucking fake-ass clowns are—they're not gonna unfriend.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, they'll unfriend. Like, they'll have a tantrum and they'll unfriend, and then in like 6 months they'll just quietly send another friend request.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to forget, and I'll fucking accept it, because, you know, not an echo chamber. It's okay to disagree. I think Clindo was a clown-o, and you thought Bingo was his name-o. That's how you get down.
Something like that.
Something like this. All right, let's take a look here. Don't want to miss, oh, man, there's, I cannot pronounce your name, homie. The homie, you said there's a lot of bad smells out there in the news. I tell you what, yeah. There are some schmells out there. There's Luther, who said, what the hell is Phoenix looking at with that curled lip?
Oh, it was, I don't know if you can see the screen behind me, but he had one of those, like, cat fail compilations on. So it was just cats being funny and doing things.
Yes, indeed, neighbor. Yes, indeed. I will tell you what. All right, I guess we can get to the wine cellar imagery.
Sure.
That's kind of imagery you always want to play.
Yes.
You're always like, oh man, where's that wine cellar stuff?
Really?
Yep. That's how you talk.
Really?
It is.
No, it's not.
All right, so, there's also that Paris climate shit.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, motherfuckers, man. All right, so let's just go straight to the notes. And what else have I missed? What have I missed while I was at work?
Mostly everything today has been about Paris. And who's staying in, who's leaving, who's not leaving. Because they were scared that if Trump left, everybody else was going to leave. But so far, everyone else said they're staying. Lawmakers are saying it's okay if we leave because God will protect us from climate change. That was a thing. Oh, Elon Musk left. He was on one of Trump's councils. He left because of the Paris thing, which is like, everyone's applauding him saying, you stood up to Trump, good job for leaving, because you told him you'd leave if he didn't stay in the Paris Agreement. So, you know, good job. And I'm like, but you stayed with him after that fucking, budget bill where he wants to cut everything. You were okay with the separate immigrant children from their mothers to deter people from coming across the border. You were okay with the denying visas. You were okay with the Blue Lives Matter bills. You were okay with the fucking, you know, like, you were okay with everything up until this point. Like, but, all right, fine. Okay, wow, you're brave. Fucking Paris. Okay, Paris. Like, he's like, it's not good for America or the globe. I'm like, you know what's not good for America is Sessions. Jeff Sessions is not good for America. Trump is not good for America, but, you know, Paris. Okay, it's cool. Cool.
All right, we gotta see if like Lisa, if you're there, if you have Skype, we gotta figure out how to Skype you in, because then right up there on that screen, that'll just be your fucking face, you know, like just fucking Skype you in, you know, and then you'll pick up right on the microphone, and then we'll all be, you know, all free back on the crispy audio.
Yes.
And fucking Fallon knows how to work around voice over internet protocol. And, of course, the blog talk number, 347-857-3937. I don't say it very slow like other hosts, but it is there. And the link is shared around, so if you catch the link in the social networks, it'll be the video. And then in that post will be the link to the blog talk feed, if that's your style, if you're stylish.
Of course our fans are stylish.
They're not our fans. They're not fanatics.
They might be.
They're just folks that... I don't want to know if there's a fanatic. Yeah, that's scary. Like, a legitimate fanatic would be frightening.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on that climate change thing, some of us have been saying for 2 years, actual scientists who are not charismatic politicians that run around telling you gotta hope and you gotta change, they were like, whoa, alright, so the Paris shit, they were like, oh, we just gotta keep it under 4 degrees Celsius and we gonna be alright. Maybe even 3 if we actually put in any effort, which is all just a promise anyway. Like, you know, niggas break promises. Like, what the fuck? Like, most of y'all...
Are you suggesting that global leaders would lie to us?
Fuck no. They're not leaders, they're just the faces that the corporations put out there. The corporations are the leaders.
Are you suggesting corporations would lie to us?
Fuck no, you
just saw racism end after they cracked that Pepsi, nigga. What the hell are you talking about? Shit. But the actual scientist said, nigga, that shit needs to be under 2 degrees, and you really should shoot for under 1.5 Celsius. Mm. All right? And when you're talking about the entire planet, that small amount matters.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know why that makes me think of work. It was a weird day at work, which is why I can't get it off my mind yet. But just like, if I, like, I'm in machines and machine packaging, and heat is a part of it. That's why I have all these burns on my wrists. And, fucking, I can change the temperature by just 3 degrees, right? And that'll totally change how the package is packed. Like, that could go from it passing a health inspection to failing. 3 degrees, and that's just on a tiny little machine. We're talking about the planet and sea level rise, and remember, I've been repeating this shit for about 2 years as well. There's already salt water coming up in folks' yards in southern Florida. Salt water, not fresh water.
When you talked about that, I think we did a story about the Marshall Islands, which is one of those, you know, small chains of islands out in the Pacific. It's disappearing. It's, yeah. It's flooding. Every day people go out and, you know, dump out water.
Oh, you're damn right they're dumping out water. Lisa said, pop culture bullshit of the day. More fat shaming and rape culture. And, from Disney Pixar with Red Shoes and the Seven Dwarfs?
Okay.
What's that?
I don't know.
Yo, lace me up. And she said she's on her teleo phone, so Skype is tampermental. But see about a lappy top tomorrow, right? And you're going to, it might just be me. You might be stuck just broadcasting with me because Phoenix has to go out there and get the young prince for the weekend. The fresh prince of DeKalb. Shared custody. All right. So, so the Paris Climate Agreement wasn't actually shit anyway. Alright, so you actually have nothing to be disappointed in. Like, again, just like when with Donald Trump acted like, I'm pulling out of the TPP, he also didn't do shit on this one either. It was just another big didn't do shit, which is surprising. I mean, mediocre white man doesn't do anything again. Ain't that precious?
Well, right. I mean, that's just kind of standard operating procedure, right?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it kind of is.
It kind of is.
Right, I want to have a Becky Lives Matter moment before I get to Mumia Abu-Jamal. Can we Becky Lives it?
Oh my God, why?
Because it amused me. It amused me at the same time while not amusing me. Like, I'm looking at it, because you know me, like, when it's fucking with my culture, like, you start getting into some hip-hop shit, I'm like, alright, what's going on here? And then it was like, holy shit, these kids are full of it. They're weirdos. Alright, so let's have a Becky Lives Matter moment.
I looked at the plot of this Red Shoe Seven Dwarfs. It looks fucking weird.
Why?
Because apparently Snow White, I guess, got fat and isn't the fairest in the land anymore. So the dwarves are looking for a pair of red shoes from another woman to break a curse.
Whoa, where's that sound coming from?
I don't know.
Right there. Okay. All right, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the movie, the dwarves are actually handsome knights who have been placed under a spell. To lift the curse, they must recover a pair of magical red shoes being borne by a woman who's fat.
Oh, are they, like, making fun of her?
I think so.
Wait, they have to wear shoes that have been worn by a woman?
No, they have to get her shoes from her.
Oh, what, is she, like, too heavy to get the shoes from under her? What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why. I don't know.
All right, well, fill the link in the podcast seller group and we can look at the video clip, the Daily Motion video clip they have in there. All right. All right, Becky Lives Matter.
Do
Becky
they? Matter. Do they? Do they?
What? Becky got bars. You know that. You're saying she doesn't. 347-857-3937. Man, your laptop is slow.
Sav gang, we out here. Good eyebrows. Double sleep.
Good eyebrows. Yep. All right.
Hey, indecisive boys always treating us like toys. Mm-hmm. They want us for a week. Show them how to love and then they geek. Hit us with some one-word text. Keep playing those games.
Yo, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah, your laptop is really bad at connecting.
Ooh. How to love and then they geek. Hit us with them one-word text. Keep playing those games.
Hit us with those one-word texts. Keep playing those games, B. Don't hit us with no one-word text. That's bullshit.
I mean, okay.
What? Nobody likes one-word texts.
Okay is one word. I text that word a lot.
No, you don't.
I do. I text outside a lot.
One-word texter.
Yeah, I am.
Just bringing the audio from here.
Indecisive boys always treating us like toys. They want us for a week. Show them how to love and then they get...
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Facebook videos are fickle.
Sam gang, we out here. Good eyebrows.
What's up, gang? We out here.
Show them how to love and then they geek. Hit us with them one-word text. Keep playing those games. I'ma just move on to the next.
To the next what?
I'm your side chick, but really I'm finna slide in. Yo, bro is mine too, so I just might have to start dating too. Parents say you're a saint, but yo, snap to saying you ain't stop front on all these hoes. You know your mama still buy you clothes. I stay lit like a candle. Yo, man really, really wanna handle. I'm thick like Nutella. Who's your man? I'm trying to make him my fella.
My fella.
Hit me up. Oh yeah, who's your man? I'm trying to make him my fella.
And Nutella. All right.
After saying all this shit about how these motherfuckers suck, you dropped your smart device. All right, here we go.
Two-faced people, y'all switch up like your Smeagol. Can't trust these hoes, y'all put on hoes, y'all fledge for intimate.
She's gotta work on her delivery.
Her rhythm, her tone, her enunciation. She's gotta work on everything. What is happening right now?
Yeah, she just kinda... She comes flying in a little hot there, man. Take it easy, kid. Like, and I know what that is. That's a symptom of writing too many syllables in your bar, and now you're playing catch up with the beat.
Hit me up. Two-faced people, y'all switch up like your Smeagol. Can't trust these hoes, y'all put on shows, y'all flex for intimate. Catfish like y'all on MTV.
I can't.
She a best friend, but got screen crush from you saying she ain't all that. Honesty from you, probably not likely. Eyes like I'm oozy, they say I'm really groovy.
Eyes like a Uzi say I'm really groovy?
I think that's what
that?
She said.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Two-faced people, y'all switch up like your Smeagol. Can't trust these hoes.
Y'all switch up like your Smeagol?
Yeah, that's a Lord of the Rings reference.
Fucking nerd.
Y'all put on shows, y'all flex for intimate. Catfish like y'all on MTV.
Catfish like y'all on MTV?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that's fair.
She a best friend, but got screen crush from you saying she ain't all that. Honesty from you, probably not likely. Ice like I'm oozing, they say I'm really groovy. We only had one convo, but you stay lying. I'm surprised you know it's ain't good.
Yeah, that didn't even rhyme.
No, I
can tell you want to pick your nose really bad. Just do it, man. Just fucking live.
I don't even know what she said.
It's your nose. Pick it. Pick it and flick it, man.
You talk all that mojo, call you Pinocchio.
You talk all that, mojo,
call you Pinocchio?
Can we make that a thing, like fetch? Like, man, this nigga's talking all that old mojo, man. Fuck that shit. Right, next time there's a presidential debate, be like, man, that candidate was up there talking that mojo. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that mojo. Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo.
Really think she and no girl might want to keep it on low. Bet your mom don't know what you're doing, though.
Oh, your mom don't know what you're doing, though.
Oh, you know what you're doing, though. Oh, okay.
All right.
She really thinks she's good. All right.
This one has a concept of delivery, but her style is too much like whack-ass 3-6 Mafia and those fucking Snap rappers from, like, 2005 and 6. Fucking whack motherfuckers, man. What that? Shake that Laffy Taffy. Absolutely not. I won't be shaking any Laffy, and I won't be shaking any Taffy either, young man. Watch yourself.
Wow. Why do you have to be a hater?
Alright, what did that, but that. Alicia said white mediocrity is happening right now.
What? Is that even mediocrity? Like, is it even at the mediocre level? I don't know.
Well, this is the hot shit, man. We should do one segment all over again as if we didn't even do it. The fucking white Christian mom and the fucking rapper. And the hoes need abortions. Like, that shit was hot.
With that baby in the background trying to make a beat.
Sorry, Daddy, but you remind me of Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy. Got more sauce.
You remind me of what from Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Plank, maybe?
Plank.
I think that was someone's name.
From Ed, Edd n Eddy. Got more sauce than spaghetti. I'm coming through, so you better be...
more sauce than spaghetti.
Yeah, which...
I don't even... What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what is the vernacular behind right, sauce? Like,
what is this? What is sauce in your culture?
Yeah, like, I know, like... There were some southern and northern, general, like, California guys that would say I'm saucy, which, like, a way of saying, like, you know, like, I'm cool, I'm dressed very well, I am a...
Crispy?
Yes. I say crispy a lot, yeah. And you see, and that motherfucker Tariq Nasheed uses crispy as an insult. Stop fucking with my shit, Nasheed. Shit.
Ready, they call me Peach, already know, I don't need to teach, end of the rap, but don't worry, cause Sav will be coming back.
Sav?
Sav or Sav? Does she think she's savage? You know, white people are savage.
Yeah, they kill everything that they touch. Apparently, yeah, rap music, too.
Ma'am.
What?
And there was a time when white rappers actually put in effort and wanted to be dope on the mic. And then, fuck, man. I can't really pinpoint it. It wasn't when the Midwest guys started doing their thing, because they were damn good. Those Midwest guys, they were damn good. You know what? Right around that motherfucker, who's that motherfucker? Paul Wall? Fucking Paul Wall. We can't put it all on him. But God damn it, he's a good, what do they call it, linchpin, which is let's go ahead and use that word. He's a good linchpin on fucking letting the fucking whack white dudes through. Fucking Paul Wall had a lot to do with that shit, where he was like, so we could just, I just have a gimmick, bruh, can I just have grills, bruh? And just fucking, Paul Wall's a fucking lazy nigger, I hate him.
Wow.
Alright, that was the end of that. That's a good way to segue into Mumia.
Horrible. Yeah, because we need to regain some melanin after that. Are you kidding me? That was horrible.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so Mumia Abu-Jamal, they were trying to slowly murder him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I think he had... I think he has diabetes, too.
Damn.
Yeah, like, and they were just deliberately not treating him, just trying to, medically murder him in prison. And that shit was just plain fucking grimy. Thought I put the, excuse me, Miss Ma'am. Excuse me again, Miss Ma'am. There it is. All right, so Mumia Abu-Jamal giving us his healthcare update. I'll go ahead and get Becky's off the screen there.
Oh, damn, I just noticed Becky's shirt says Gorilla Tough.
Yeah, it has a picture of a gorilla. That's because she...
Probably Harambe. God damn it. See, you're allergic to that Becky shit. Stop doing that to yourself.
Ma'am. It might be true. You might be onto something.
Several days ago, I received a message from both of our lawyers, Bob Boyle and Brett Grody, informing me that the latest lab test came in from discovery requests. And they told me that the hepatitis C infection level is at zero. And as of today, I'm hep C free. This is in part due to some fine lawyering by Brett and Bob, who, remember, filed the suit while I was in the throes of a diabetic coma, unconscious, and thus unable to file for myself. But it's also due to you, the people, brothers and sisters who supported our efforts, who contributed to this fight with money, time, protests, and cramming courtrooms on our behalf. Sent cards, who prayed, who loved deeply. I can't thank you all individually, but if you hear my voice or read my words, know that I am thanking of you, all of you. And I'm thanking you for showing once again the power of the people. This battle ain't over, for the state's cruelest gift is my recent diagnosis of cirrhosis of the liver. With your love, we shall prevail again. Thank you all.
Oh, that's bad.
Our noble doctors, Corey Weinstein, who told us what to look for, and Joseph Harris, who gave me my first diagnosis, and who became the star of the courtroom by making the mysteries of Hep C understandable to all. An internist working up in Harlem, Dr. Harris found few thrills better than telling his many Hep C patients that they're cured. This struggle ain't just for me, y'all. Because of your efforts, thousands of Pennsylvania prisoners now have hope of healing from the ravages of hepatitis C. Let us march on till victory is won. So goes the old Negro spiritual, the Black National Anthem. We are making it a reality. I love you all. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yeah, see, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. Because I was saying that, during show prep time. She was like, does he really say his name? Hell yeah, he says his name like that. And then she made fun of James Earl Jones because she hates him. She doesn't like the Jones, man. Or, basically, the guy who Obama made a career out of doing an impression of.
Wow.
Right, isn't that what an Obama speech? Just a long James Earl Jones impression. Alright. God schmiggity flagget. Schmargen Michael, Mark Daggett.
Okay.
All right. Now, is that pastor, is that video or is that audio?
That one should have the video clip in it.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so you tell me what the hell's going on in Florida while I get that video.
Oh, that's Texas.
That's Texas. That ain't Florida.
And I didn't even read the story. I just like the headline because the headline is hilarious to me.
So that you can scroll and go over the story.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, the headline is very, very American. I like it. Whataburger, destroyed by fire, Liberty community mourns loss on Facebook. That's, like, so obscenely American. A lot of folks in the Liberty Dayton area are making other meal plans after a fire destroyed the Whataburger restaurant in South Liberty on Wednesday. It's a total loss, said Liberty Assistant Fire Chief Stephen Grimm. It is a grim situation. No injuries were reported, and all employees and customers had exited the restaurant by the time the fire department showed up. It took us a couple of hours to get the fire extinguished. We had some issues getting access to the roof, but we had the fire under control in about 45 minutes. According to Grimm, employees were not immediately aware of the fire in the attic. Someone in the drive-thru told employees their building was on fire. Okay. The cause of the fire is not known at this time, but it is suspected to be electrical in nature, and the fire marshal will make a final ruling. In the meantime, fans took to Facebook to share their grief. This is what white people get upset about? A fucking burger chain? This is what it is that makes them upset? Okay.
It was grief, not upsetness.
This is what makes them grieve?
Yeah, because did they not lose something precious?
It's hamburgers, nigga.
Again, didn't we just from the Becky segment, we pointed out, like, why is her name Sav? Because white people are savage. All right, so now, what does that Whataburger represent? I mean, it really all kind of comes full circle with the whole episode in a way, like the Paris climate thing, climate change. Mm-hmm. They had a lot to do with that. And in their burgers, cow flatulent, you know, that it's not all mm-hmm. of it, but that methane does go up in the air. Mm-hmm. And for them to lose that power over the climate, that is something to mourn, something to grieve. I'll get the door.
Okay. Jennifer Reagan?
Reagan, do that.
Whatever. Jennifer Reagan posted, "This is a tragedy! Thomas Dunnigan and I are going to starve, finally have a ton of money in our savings account, lose a ton of weight, have to learn to cook." Ooh. So that's what they're upset about. They're upset they have to learn to cook. All right. I eat... Oh my God, these people are so unhealthy.
What are you talking about? They ain't that good or nothing.
I eat Whataburger about 3 times a week for lunch, and we eat at a minimum of 3 times a week for dinner. You eat fast food 6 times a week, nigga?
They're pretty good. Uh-uh. When's the last time we had fast food? It's like 4 weekends ago?
Yeah.
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 3 weekends ago, yeah.
Yeah, other than that, we cook indoors, outdoors, whatever the fuck, we cook the shit.
Another person called the restaurant, quote, a good friend, and said he was thankful, and said he was thankful for the good times and even the extra pounds. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all are really upset about a restaurant. Okay, and it's not even like it's like a fast food place, right? It's not even like some bougie, nice, sit-down cloth napkin restaurant, right? It's fucking fast food, isn't it?
I want to see how that happens if they, in East Orlando, well, I call it Central East Orlando, if they lose that hot dog heaven place. That's a gross looking place. I tell you what.
Liberty attorney Keith Strahan offered a legal perspective. If someone burned down the Liberty Whataburger, they're going to have to move their child to another county. No way he or she makes it out of Liberty alive. These niggas finna lynch somebody over goddamn hamburgers. Hamburgers.
Yeah. They had it coming.
Liberty Whataburger is part of Burger Works Texas LLC franchise. The franchise president issued a statement saying, "We're relieved no one was injured. We're currently working to determine the cause and extent of damage. Once we have more details, we'll get to work either repairing or rebuilding the restaurant. We're grateful to the Liberty Fire Department for their brave efforts and appreciate all of our Liberty customers for their support at this time." This is really the most American thing I have seen today. It's in Liberty. It's about fast food and hamburgers. People are threatening to kill each other. It's, yeah.
Yeah, like looking at your face while you were reading it on the other screen. That shit is fucking great. Oh, you still look bothered. You look troubled.
I am troubled. They threatened to murder somebody over hamburgers. I am troubled. Like... And then how do you eat fast food 6 times a week? Like, and at the same place, too.
Oh, man.
Like, okay.
All right, so that pastor about the slavery, that is not Vidya. It's just his
it's
face.
It's just audio, right?
Yeah, it's his face with the audio. So right before we get to that, let's go ahead and what up?
So I found out that with this guy in particular, it's hard to get audio and video clips from him because they're available from his church's website, but before they give them to you, you have to register with the church, and they do background checks to see how often you go to church or what church you go to, because they know, like, atheists and shit take his shit and talk about it.
Ah, fuck, so I gotta put in, like, 3 months faking it as a new member?
Just be like, we're transferring from this other church.
No, man, no, look at our background. We're both from horrific foster care, and we're just finding our way through life. We don't come from any church, but we heard this guy named William Lane Craig, and it... and we heard this guy, Greg Copel. See, I could just... I got some names. I'd be like...
Brian Fisher.
Yeah, I heard this guy, Brian Fisher.
Mr. fucking, Well, what the fuck did I tell you he said? For terminally ill patients, they shouldn't be allowed to opt for assisted suicide because doctors can provide life-saving end-of-life care.
Yep, life-saving end-of-life care. That gum rat.
What the fuck?
That's a son of Stanford.
What the fuck is life-saving end-of-life care?
What? It saves your eternal life at the end of your material life. All right? Life-saving end-of-life care.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, man. I'll fucking... Yeah, and then also, we're black. He's just gonna think we're fucking ignorant. And
we need help?
Yeah. You think he won't want to jump in and play white savior? White Christian white savior? To a couple of black people that came out of foster care and don't know what to do?
I just
want to
casually be like, I was thinking about getting my nose pierced.
What? Ma'am. All right, before we get to that, we're going to get to the LGBT news update. These are typically about 4 minutes. So I guess, the Facebook video, this basically visual podcast, this visual radio, because now you got to look at our faces, but we'll put on the cat videos again so you can see that while the LGBT news update is playing. No, I want to hide errors. Close. Jesus Christ. The only thing I want to see the errors. I don't want to see the errors. All right. What is the deal?
It's now time for Big Gay News, brought to you by Lavender Media. This is Andy Lean in Minneapolis, and here are your headlines for Thursday, June 1st, 2017. First up, big news from France. French president calls on Putin to protect gay Chechens. CNN reports that French President Emmanuel Macron says he has urged Vladimir Putin to ensure that the rights of LGBT people are protected following allegations of a crackdown on gay men in the Russian Republic of Chechnya. Macron spoke to the Russian leader while Putin was in France for talks with the newly elected French president, who said that we spoke about the cases of LGBT people in Chechnya. I told President Putin what France is expecting regarding this issue, and we agreed to regularly check on the subject. According to Macron, Putin said that a number of initiatives had begun in regards to the situation of the GLBT Chechen community. Next up, Theresa May worships with pastor who campaigned against gay equality and same-sex marriage. The Independent reports that Theresa May has been criticized for worshiping with a clergyman who has a history of anti-LGBT campaigning. In a meeting with members of the Jesus House Church over the weekend, the British Prime Minister was seen visiting with Pastor Agu Urukwu, who has strongly opposed both the Equality Act as well as the legalization of same-sex marriage in the nation. Activists expressed shock and dismay that May would even meet with Urukwu, claiming that his church, which was founded in Nigeria, fuels homophobia and prejudice against the GLBT community, and especially insulting the black members of the GLBT community. Peter Tatchell, a veteran GLBT rights campaigner, noted that the teachings of the church fuel prejudice. They contribute to self-hatred and mental ill health in black African LGBT communities. Next up, Russia's highest religious authority just compared gay marriage to Nazi Germany. Time reports that the head of Russia's Orthodox Church has likened marriage equality to Nazism, the latest in a spate of controversies from the country's highest religious authority. The comments were made by Patriarch Kirill as he was visiting Kyrgyzstan on promotional trip for a new book that he had written. Kirill says that so-called homosexual marriages threaten family values and was quoted as saying, "When laws are detached from morality, they cease being laws people can accept," as he compared those laws to the ones that were enacted in Nazi Germany. For our final story, Nevada amends laws to formally recognize same-sex marriage. Pink News reports that the governor of Nevada has signed a bill that codifies same-sex unions into state law. Signed into law by Governor Brian Sandoval, a moderate Republican, the law amends state regulations which refer to marriage as being between one man and one woman to being between two persons regardless of gender. Although same-sex marriage was made legal throughout the United States in 2015, many states, especially those under Republican control, have resisted efforts to codify their state laws to include wording that changes the law to reflect federal law, thus keeping unenforceable laws regarding marriage on their books. That's it for today. Thanks to Linda Raines for compiling the stories. I'm Andy Lean in Minneapolis. Join us and tweet your take on today's stories on Twitter at the handle Big Gay News.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's wine cellar.
Alright, soundboard, don't skip on me. Don't skip on me, player. Alright, Miss Colored Woman.
Yes.
You want to know what the white man thinks?
Not really, no.
I think we're at a shortage of white man's opinions and explanations. Right?
We what?
We need the white man pinion.
We what?
We need the white man pinion.
Up
in here. Alright, now this is Pastor Keith Gomez, and he got something to tell you about slaverizing. He's a slaver talker. What the hell is the deal with Pathios.com and all their fucking flash? Why do you have so much fucking flash on your website? You need ad rev that bad?
Yes.
Pathios is run by fucking niggas.
Maybe.
That's a fact. Alright, so let's bring in the audio. There is no vidya.
Now, I want you to look at the church age, if you would, please. We're talking about 13 books of the Bible, Romans through Philemon. You ought to write that down.
All that audio comes in so
I can really
high.
Shake you up now, but I don't know if I ought to wake you up that bad. But when you get in Pauline, are y'all listening to me? When you get in the Pauline epistles, you're getting in the doctrine. So why would you get in Philemon when he's trying to teach you how to treat your slave?
All right. Now, what scripture is he talking about? Trying to teach you how to treat your slaves?
Basically, all the books of the Bible that were written by Paul, because those are the ones that they use to justify their bullshit.
All right. I used to use Paul on Tekken 2. He punched. He was a yellow-headed boy.
But they should be slaves. See, you want to go to sleep. See, what you want to do is turn in to TBN and listen to them Yardbirds who don't know doctrine whatsoever.
And then you Yardbirds. How the fuck is this dude from up here when you sound that? He should be in Texas or something.
I mean, you never know where he's. So that's like how Brian Fisher only moved to Tennessee. He's from Idaho. And that's the thing. I mean, once you get outside the cities, you're going to hear some of these voices. Not all of them, but you're going to hear some of them voices. I mean, that's just like how. I mean, you just go a little bit south of Tacoma and you got little motherfuckers like me running around Spanaway. Talking about, let's go outside and wrestle. Alright. Alright.
I'm going to buy a spatula.
It's spatula.
Slavery, because we were taught to hate that. Because we're so nasty.
We were taught to hate slavery because we're so nasty.
Yeah.
As a nasty man. Alright. As Pastor Keith. Mr. Gomez, if you're nasty.
Whoever. And then you hate slavery because we were taught to hate that. Because we're so nasty.
I like the way he said that. So nasty.
Man.
Nasty. And some of you little whiteys can't get it either.
Alright. He gonna talk to you little whiteys too. Alright.
Okay.
What your little whiteys wanna know. Alright. This here's white on white crime, verbal abuse.
If it wasn't for slavery, those folks would still be in Africa with a bone in their nose,
yep,
fighting lions. And if you don't like that, you can lump it any way you want. That ain't
fighting lions. I had no idea niggas was doing that. That's hard.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew it, but like across the entire continent of Africa, there are lions. Like there's lions in like Syria and like Egypt and like in the fucking Congo and like Botswana and like fucking Ethiopia and like, you know, Kenya. Yeah, fuck the whole fucking continent. Lions everywhere. Everywhere.
You know how big
in the cities too. In the cities too. Mm-hmm. That's true.
How big a lion's head is. Lions, like, motherfuckers see them on TV and cartoons a lot. Like, take a look at a video of, like, a person next to a full-grown lion. Mm-hmm. Like, they're fucking big. And he said, fighting lions.
Yeah.
I mean, forget if you win, lose, or draw. The fact that you're fighting a lion, that is exact. He's playing into what Hoteps think Africans are. Fucking strongest motherfuckers in the universe.
7-foot-tall man, all muscles and abs. Right? I will kill this lion.
Nothing but muscles. Like, it doesn't get cold out there sometimes with low humidity and nighttime, but no fucking body fat. How many blankets you need? Shit.
Mm. Ain't a prejudice. That is factual and historical.
That Bam. Is factual and historical.
Factual and historical at the same time. All
right? Well, I mean, not everything is factual and historical at the same time, but this is. This so it's is. Different.
Get you a pastor who can do both.
So here we are in the Pauline epistles. The man's teaching us how to deal with our slaves.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this or not. I've been there 4 times. I don't know how many times you've been to Africa.
He's a fucking expert on Africa because he's been there 4 times. Like, where?
Claims he's where? Been there 4 times. Well,
were you in South Africa or were you literally on safari? Were you in the fucking... Were you, like, in the Congo River?
Yeah, well, also, what's a safari? Fuck that. Get out and walk, nigga.
Get out and walk. Well, they're like, because, like, people have that thing, like, oh, well, it's Africa. It's all, like, mud huts and as well. I'm like, have you ever fucking seen Nairobi? Someone could show you a fucking picture of Nairobi and be like, oh, that's Atlanta. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, I can see that.
Hmm. You know stuff. You know stuff I don't know. That's why you got to be on the program, or else I would have just made fun of his voice the whole time. I wouldn't have said nearly as much of the shit you said. This segment would have been over by now if it was just me.
But I've been 4 times, and there's slaves in Africa all over. All
right. Not like our prison system. Not like our capitalist
different.
System.
That's different. All right.
Not like our Walmart employees. Not like temp labor. None of that stuff. No, them slaves over there and over here is all prosperified Negro spiritualizers.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Barack Hussein O-colored.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And Mushale.
Over. Africans with African slaves.
Yep.
And around the country, around
50% of Africans own slaves, 50% are slaves. Africans and African slaves. That's all it is. Even the ones that are oppressed by the white people there somehow own slaves.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
That's right. Because the good white people gave them slaves.
Yeah.
You could thank the white man for giving you a slave.
In the third world country, there's more slaves than what you ever want to believe.
I'm pretty sure we know sweatshop shops exist, man.
What? Sweatshops?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you work out?
Something. That's where you do work, yes.
I heard of hot yoga. Is that what that is? That is hot yoga.
I gotta look that up. That dude who founded that shit got arrested, and I don't know why.
A man that had something to do with yoga got arrested.
Yes.
And we have no idea for what.
I'm just saying, I didn't fact check it yet.
I have assumptions. I might have a man opinion about it whenever you get that story up and running.
No, not in America, because we're civilized and we advanced. But I'm asking you a question that you cannot answer. Why is he telling us how to deal and be fair to a slave?
All right, so why is Paul, I think he's talking about, mm-hmm. why is Paul telling you how to deal with and manage and be all kind and nice to your slavers?
How does one use the word fair and slave in the same sentence?
Oh, because you won the slave on the dart toss.
The dart toss?
In a Pauline church epistle.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, can you? All right, let's move on. I told you I was going to wake you up. Look at that, man. Got your attention.
Why.
But it's true.
He just did all that and said, let's move on.
Yeah.
You lazy fucking butt. And realize the whole time Patheos was still trying to load more flash ads.
Of course they
That are. Whole time.
Yeah.
Fucking Patheos. Yo, fuck your website, B.
Yeah, but I think that's like a thing that white people do. Like, we made it so much better for you. But then like dead ass ask a nigga. Like, show a picture of Nairobi. Because it looks like a very, you know, it is a modern city, right? You know, show a picture of Nairobi. But like, would you rather be there in Africa or would you rather be in prison? Would you rather be on a cotton field for 18 hours a day?
What? Cotton?
Yeah, cotton.
Well, like Hank Hill's father? I like Hank Hill. I like King of the Hill. King of the Hill is a Christian show. Hey, what the hell happened to my lowdown? Alright, so
it disappeared.
We'll go down, go on over to the Jim Hightower lowdown before we move forward a little bit into this, based on history, God hates black
people.
That's a guy put that in
there. That was good timing.
Quite purposely. Alright, so Jim Hightower, then we get into this, and we'll riff about this a little bit, and then wrap up the gosh darn program, because it's almost been an hour.
Has it really?
Yep, it's 5:50 in the p.m. in Central Standard Time.
Okay.
Is that what CST stands for?
Yes.
Damn right.
What other story do we have?
I don't know if there's another one, but I know we got to talk about the actor-vis. All
right? Oh, yes. It is Free Thought Thursday, right?
You are a colored woman. That is right. It is Free Thought Thursday. 347-857-3937. Studio line is up. You know, and we get calls so not often, right? Like that one time, like they had like three callers. Like, the telephone's really blowing up today. It's exciting. All right.
The vast inequality that's rending our society is not a natural, inevitable, or accidental phenomena. It's caused intentionally by policy decisions that corporate and political officials make. Every now and then, we commoners even get a glimpse of inequality in the making, as we did recently when the GOP boss of the House, Representative Paul Ryan, ran the awful Trump Care bill through that chamber. Without allowing any public testimony or even getting an analysis of its cost, Ryan browbeat and cajoled the Republican majority to hold their noses and pass this gob of plutocratic wretchedness. Their bill was so bad that a mere 17% of Americans support it. Trump Care certainly deserves the public's disgust, for it's a monstrous inequality machine. It strips health coverage from at least 24 million Americans. It lets insurance corporations either refuse to cover people with pre-existing conditions or to gouge them with extreme price increases. And it lets states eliminate the requirement that insurance policies must at least cover such essential health needs as cancer treatment and maternity care. And in a flagrant example of directly widening inequality in America, the Republicans' bill slashes $880 billion out of the Medicaid budget, which provides health care for the poor, the elderly, and the disabled. But that's only the half of it. Ryan's Trump care nastiness also gives a massive new tax cut to health care corporations and wealthy investors. How massive is the cut? Precisely $880 billion. This is Jim Hightower saying, by taking from the needy and giving to the rich, this one deliberate act by Congress would further widen economic disparity in our country by nearly $1.8 trillion. That is how inequality happens.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
The news is a shit show these days.
Yep, the news is a shit show these days.
It is.
Now, fucking, way back. I was a teenager at some point in time. Adolescent, I think.
Are you sure you weren't born like 40? Because.
Oh, yeah, I was born 40, but then they were like, you need to scale it down, young man. You can't fucking read. You can't just be 40 right now. So I was like, well, go fuck yourself. Can I start at 3 at least? And they were like, yeah, well, fucking. All right, let's go ahead and push it up to 1986, make the little fucker 3. And I was like, good, all right, let's do that. You know, so I got to skip some bullshit.
Okay.
All right. And then you go a little ahead of that, and next thing you know, holy shit, fucking teenager. And as a teenager, we beat the shit out of people. Basically, we took an Antifa approach to what the fuck we didn't like. Because for some reason, beating the shit out of people made them stop doing what we didn't want them to do. Like they're selling crack on our block, which attracts drive-bys and other dealers and shit like that, and attracts extra police presence to our block. We beat the fucking shit out of them, and they don't do it anymore. Because it was a poor black neighborhood, you know, most likely that's where sex offenders are gonna end up, even though I'm looking at them, I'm like, fucking, this shit's like 2 blocks from the school. Isn't there a zone or something? Yeah, nah, fuck them. They're just little nigger kids. Put the little fucking, you know, the fucking white registered sex offender right there. Blam, it's good. And, fuck it, you know, and I see that shit in the newspaper, you know, because it always had that. In the local section of the News Tribune, which I don't know what they call it now, but when I lived there, it was the News Tribune. And, and right there on the same page as the police beat, you could see where sex offenders moved into. And we go there and beat the fucking shit out of them. And they'd fucking leave. Because they're like, well, clearly I can't live here. Little nigger boys come and beat the shit out of me saying this is Crip. Huh. Which I think that's good. I think that the word Crip is involved in their head with getting the shit beat out of them for being a rapist.
That's good. I like that.
Associate the word Crip with that. That was activism. Acting. Right, now there are folks now, the internet, you know, gets a little faster. You know, you're basically, some joke someone made, like, you no longer have to slay a robot to fucking log on to the internet. It's high speed, boom, you walk past Wi-Fi, you're fucking automatically on, you know, fucking Starbucks in it, just Wi-Fi-ing, fast internet everywhere.
Yes.
And so people who are activists, if we had the internet then I basically just would have fucking, had like a Twitter private message group or whatever the fuck and been like, alright, yo, motherfucker just moved in over here on fucking L Street and 21st, let's go fuck him up. And then that would be an online activist, because it's an activist that's getting the shit together online.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like folks that just share their shit. If you share their shit because you want to boost it and you're proud of the fact that they're an activist and you're like, yeah, and then after you do that, you sit down and you have a drink and you go to sleep and go to your job, you're not also an activist, alright? They are, you are not, alright? Like me, right now, in this moment, I am not an activist. I share shit that activists do, right? Like I just shared the Mumia Abu-Jamal. Mumia Abu-Jamal is an actual activist. I am not. I just shared his shit. I did the podcast, and then I'm gonna fucking make a drink and go to sleep and then go to fucking work. Like a good little slave. Right? Not an activist. And but then it's like, but I do this podcast, right? Like, labor goes into that. That's activism, right? Just because it's labor doesn't mean it's activism. It's work and it's entertainment. That's something that we very, I don't even say we admit it. Like, that's just, we're okay with saying that that's what we're doing. We're entertainers. Like, we give you the fucky chuckles over here, right? Like, there's like amusement first, you know, through news and comment. That's part of why we do news and comment. That's why we do white on white crime. That's why we do Becky Lives Matter, you know. Like, we're looking for the funny shit. That's why we do Meanwhile in Florida, Florida Man Stories, Florida Woman, Florida Non-Binary Stories, right? You know, but then there's folks that do what we do and call themselves activists. No, you're an activist. You're a performer. Alright, you're a performer like that. Like, you know, it's like, you, and there's two in particular. I don't want to blow up their names. I don't want to diss niggas. I don't want to fuck up niggas' hustle. Like, because these kids might make careers out of this shit. And they're fucking, and they're black. And I want to see black. They might. They're in their early 20s. They're kids. And, like, there's one that basically jacked the other one's style. And basically, like, they share an audience now. But this nigga kind of ran with the majority of the audience. Which is why your style shouldn't be so damn predictable.
That one just had a falling out with other people in the community, so there's probably a new one coming up right now.
Oh, yeah, and I mean,
which is what happens when you're an actor and not an activist.
Yeah. And you're not real with yourself and your audience about it. I mean, when I started the podcast, I called it Father Teresa's Wine Cellar and I bought fabric and made a costume. Like, clearly, I came to entertain first. So for the past 5 years, the audience and I have always been honest with each other about that. While at the same time, I might kick some shit that's worthy of hearing or knowing, right? Like the Paris climate information. Some folks may have just recently tuned in like the past year and did not know that. But you know it now. So now next time someone brings up that Paris shit, be like, what did the actual scientists say? What did the actual climate scientists say? They said, Hillary is be good and Trump is be bad. No, the actual scientist said 1.5, not 4. All right, like, so that's useful information. You know, we did episodes on NSA reform, and I think it was like a 17-point program that Benny, you know those guys, Thomas and Benny, yeah, William Benny and Thomas Drake. Guys that were NSA whistleblowers, that they didn't get the Snowden treatment because they tried to go the proper route, and, well, hey, you still have all that shit in place, so the proper route didn't work, and then niggas act surprised when Snowden got down how he got down. And then, like, you see what happened to Chelsea Manning, and niggas are surprised that Snowden got down how he got down. You know? Which, you know, Snowden, for that was activism. I don't think he's an activist anymore. Now he's just a guy living,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, nigga, stop calling yourself an activist. But you will, because you've made it a genre, right? Yeah. That's a genre, right? You got comedy, politics, sports, online activism.
Mm-hmm.
Online activism is a genre, and it's blurred the shit, and you're actually, like, you're diverting people from the real, actual activists.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't for online activists, like, faking like they're all on the intersectional this, that, and the other, and all that fake left, more people would know about Nina Turner's populism.
Right.
Right, but you fucking jack that shit because you are charismatic and you are entertainers, but you're stealing shit from people that actually put in real work. You're taking the audience from them. So, I mean, at least boost their shit up when you do it, but you won't do that because that's not your hustle.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is because it is perceived as a hustle, that means it directly falls under capitalism. And under capitalism, you are not allowed to share with other people because there's limited space at the table. There is a limit. Like, capitalism runs on the idea there is that we need a permanent underclass, but that permanent underclass has to divide among itself a very finite number of resources, and there's not enough for everybody. So if you have your hustle, you can't share with other people because there's not enough, and you won't have enough tomorrow if you share with somebody today. That's how capitalism runs. So, yeah, they can't. They can't boost Nina Turner. They can't boost activists.
No.
And they don't. Which is why they had the same talking points and repeat themselves every 6 to 8 weeks.
Right, who was the black trans woman sex worker activist with Monica Jones?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll see none of y'all niggas popping Monica Jones shit. Right? And I look for her stuff like she does. And you know what? I don't see her active online much. Like maybe she's still getting busy in the streets. Or maybe she's falling back. I don't know. Tired of getting locked up. Because I mean, imagine what it's like being a black trans woman getting locked up. They're going to throw you in a cis men's prison.
Yep.
Yeah, it ain't no good. So I like any black trans woman activist that fucking steps out and says, fuck it, I'm out. I can dig it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tag me in if I didn't have this job to go to.
Right.
Yeah, thanks capitalism.
Right? But that's why it does that, you know. But, and you know, I think that it's important too to, it's like offensive if somebody says I'm an activist, you'd be like, oh, what do you do? Like you can't ask me that. Like, you said you was an activist. Yes, the fuck I can. What the fuck you do?
Yeah, they say that bullshit. And again, misusing the word labor. I did this labor making these posts. Really, the friends only post to your fucking friends list with the fucking, the echo chamber of what? You know, what, 300 to 800 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some might pop like a 4,000. But it's like still an echo chamber. Because the same thing is like we said, like if you're going from MSNBC to Bob and Chez, get Lost Boy, go visit your big cousin, to Elon James White for the black side of it, it's like you're still in a chamber. You're still just flipping the same narrative in the same circle,
mm-hmm.
right? You just go into different ends of that echo chamber, you know, different rooms in the warehouse.
Yeah. And they don't really, and that's a problem too, because it is creating like, all right, because
yeah.
It's because it's creating like, or it's like stunting, I guess, right? Because people aren't really bringing in new perspectives and new ideas. Like, we have our talking points, and that's all we do in our echo chambers is our talking points. And it doesn't matter like what the story is, you can apply it to between 1 and 5 talking points. Like, either it's misogynoir, it's racism, it's police brutality, it's shitting on poor people, it's ableism, it's homophobia. And, like, that's the talking point. But you don't talk about how to dismantle the homophobia. Or you don't talk about how to create programs to stop misogynoir. You don't talk about this is the education people need to, you know, get past their bigotry and, you know, whatever. And this is something that actually someone who is an online activist once said is that, people need to stop asking me to come up with solutions. All I do is point out problems. It's not my responsibility to find solutions.
Oh.
But you're an activist, nigger. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Unfollow. I don't unfriend. I unfollow.
Oh, that they already unfriended you. Don't worry.
Oh.
They unfriended me, too.
Oh, you gotta tell me who it is. After we don't want to... Because, like, I only blow up your name if I'm like, dissing you. This isn't a diss. This is just a fucking pointing out a problem.
I'm just going to say I made a post about them and sort of called them out, and they left Facebook for a while.
Huh.
Yeah. So, anyways. But, you know, that is a thing. And they're like, well, it's not my job to come up with problems. It's not my job to come up with solutions. And it's like, well, then what is your activism? If you're an activist, what is it that you are doing? And you should be able to identify that. And another big problem, too, is that these people are in a lot of ways like preachers. And people fucking love preachers, right? They want someone to come save them and, you know, we're here for you and community and love and give you that, you know, sense of security and community. But they're not actually providing anything behind it. They're saying, I'm an activist. Donate to my GoFundMe because I'm an activist. But then it's like, so you get all this GoFundMe. What the fuck you do with it? Where's the soup kitchen you run? Where's the clothes drive you did? Where is the, this is how many people I drove to a Planned Parenthood, you know, this is where I got them job training, like, where, what is your fucking activism, like, what are you doing, you know, but they're like, but give me money, and it reminds me, especially with black people, it reminds me of the fucking black church. You have to do your fucking tithes, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that preacher can have money. Like, what the fuck the preacher do with that money? Why the fuck a preacher have a fucking Lexus? What a preacher need a Lexus for? Why?
Yeah.
You know, but you have to pay your tithes. And it's like, but your church looks raggedy. So your outreach is failing. What are you doing? But it's the same thing that these activists do. Well, here's my GoFundMe. I'm an activist. You have to give it to me. If you're down for the cause, you'll give me money. And it's like, but what is the cause? And they can't define that because they're not actually activists. Nope. And they shut out people who do want to be activists. They shut them out because there is that whole, like, we're competing over a limited number of resources, and if I already have a bit of a name and a bit of an audience, I'm not going to let new people in because that's going to fuck up my hustle. So they're actually oftentimes hostile to new people trying to get into activism in online spaces.
Yeah, well, fucking...
Which is why echo chambers exist.
What do we do over here? Like, I mean, we're constantly trying to get Michael Wright to quit holding back Kimberly Nicole from doing the Rise Up with Kimberly Nicole program and get more episodes done. You know, so you know, like, it's just get more people in and then just blow their and blow their shit up. I mean, as much as we can. Like, we're not that fucking huge. What, Social Dissonance is trying to close in on 10,000. Reading in the Shade is over 8,000. I mean, if you look at all across all platforms, it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we cross post. Phoenix likes Flipboard. She likes using Flipboard. She's a board flipper. What? What? Are you making the claim that Phoenix Kalita is not a board flipper? She won't go to the South and get more niggers that'll come up and cause white flight? Y'all niggas, it's the great white hype. You fucking online fucking fake divist. This is the episode and you can take the shit. Man, y'all motherfuckers is the laziest. So y'all little busters ain't saying shit. You can unfriend, diss, unfollow, or block. I don't give a damn, nigga. I'm just not the one to fucking have it or deal with it. I'm just the nigga that's gonna kick the real shiz knit. It gets real wicked as I make your brain go splatter, but Becky lives matter, so add up the data. As these little mark-ass niggas look for information they can gather, and then they fucking repost it, but then they go back and realize we wrote it. So I'm sorry, but you can't write like her, cause she first said Becky should become a slur. Motherfuckers, winesellermedia.com. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Pay us for the entertainment.
Patreon. Pay us for the entertainment.
Yep, the entertainment. We're not activists, we're entertainers. All right, Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Pay us for the entertainment, not activism. We're not actually activists. We don't front on it.
One of us is, but that's okay.
Yep, well, you are colored.
That's okay.
All right. Finish. Facebook Live. Have a good one, there. Bye, bye, bye. And there goes podcast audio out of there. Well, you know what? It ain't never really done and finished over with until you fucking... You.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
Juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Really?